Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The NBA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same-game parlays to live in-game odds, WynnBET has what you need to win. Bet $100 and get $100 at WynnBET.com or download the WynnBET app and start winning today. State restrictions apply. All right, let's get into the next game of the schedule. That is going to be the Miami Heat. They are in Chicago here tonight to take on the Bulls. Bulls, again, like we talked about earlier, coming off of the double overtime victory over the Minnesota Timberwolves. But looking at the opening line for this game, the Miami Heat opened up as a 2.5-point road favorite here. That number's been bet up to -3. Total opened up at 219.5. That number has now been bet down to 216.5. Looking at the injury report for the Miami Heat in this game, I am seeing, where are the Miami Heat? Oh, there they are. Kyle Lowry questionable here tonight. And that is only the pretty much significant injury for the Miami Heat. Everybody else is a go. Like I mentioned, Chicago did play last night in the back-to-back. So we'll see if, guys like DeMar DeRozan, Zach LaVine, Nikola Vucevic, Pat Bev, those guys are going to be playing here tonight. But nonetheless, right now, Miami laying 3 points against Chicago in Chicago here tonight. Delonte, lead us off.
Yeah, I mean, much like the handicap for the Wolves game, I think that this is the bad spot for the Bulls. They played, war last night over. I have to look at their minutes. I think Scott.
I have it.
Yeah, can you read it off for me, please?
My breakdown. Do you want me to just read it off?
Yeah. Go ahead.
So we'll start off with DeRozan. He had 49 points and 14 rebounds. He played 52 minutes. And just in case anybody was wondering, DeRozan's a veteran. He's currently 33 years old. So he played 52 minutes. You had Zach LaVine, who has also been around for a while. He played 47 minutes. And then you had Vucevic, and he played 46 minutes.
That's a lot of minutes.
It's a lot of minutes for veteran players. It's a lot of minutes.
Right. Yeah. I think that the Heat, they do struggle on the road, but this is a good matchup for them. The Bulls aren't going to do anything complicated or out of the ordinary, and the Heat can just line up. It's just going to be like a I know it's kind of a weird parallel, but it's going to be kind of like an AFC type of football game, like with the Ravens and the Steelers. They're going to just run up and down. It's going to run up and down the court and bang on each other. Like, it's just. That's what kind of game it's going to be. It's going to be a low scoring.
You like the under then, because you got the Ravens and Steelers, so you're on.
Love it. Yeah. So, but I'm leaning to the Heat here. I think they can get it done on the road. Jimmy Butler should feast on this front line of the Bulls. So give me the Heat. I know they have struggled on the road, 14-19 and 1 ATS. They don't fare well as a favorite, 17-32 and 3. And although, some of those numbers might vary depending on what book you grade the close at, but it's somewhere in that vicinity. Either way, it's not good. For them. They have been playing better offensively. They play in 4 straight overs. So the defense has been a little bit worse than average. They've allowed 115 plus in the last 4 games. I don't think you have to worry about that with the Bulls, especially coming off a back-to-back. So I'm leaning to the Heat here, minus the points.
Scott, what do you got?
I'm going to go with the Heat as well. Conceptually, you'd think the Heat are actually just a bad matchup for Chicago, but Chicago's actually 2-0 against this team this year. But I am going to lean to Miami just based on the scheduling spot. I mentioned all the minutes for the veterans. You see DeRozan and the minutes tab starts with the number 5. That's not a good sign for a back-to-back year for a, you know, for a guy in his 30s. I think Miami is going to be able to get a good game going. The offense has woken up. Turns out the secret was nickelback threats in the locker room, but the Heat ended up scoring 138 points. I still love that story, by the way, with Butler trying to inspire the team with nickelback, but either way.
That's such a Jimmy Butler thing.
It is. Personally, I don't mind nickelback, but that's a separate story. Anyway, I'm going to lean to Miami. I think the spread's a little bit short, and I think that Chicago's going to be fatigued. Give me Miami.
Yeah, Chicago has won both of the matchups this season against the Miami Heat. But again, just the situation that the Bulls are in here tonight, coming off the double overtime where your guys played significant minutes. I think this might be an opportunity. Well, again, keep an eye on the injury report, obviously. But if the Bulls are up at the half, I think you probably just want to take the Heat in the second half. And just thinking the tired legs do kind of catch up with the Chicago Bulls here tonight. But again, if Miami Heat can't get this done here tonight against a team that has beat you twice already this season, coming off a double overtime victory in a back-to-back situation, I think maybe some nickelback needs to be played before the game starts here tonight for Jimmy Butler. But let's get over to the total, guys. I think you guys mentioned that you like the under in this game. Scott, do you have any thoughts on the total?
The total's tricky because I want, on one hand, to lean to the under, but on the other hand, Miami hasn't played much defense lately, and their games have been high-scoring. So I'm going to lean to the over in this one.
Okay.
Actually.
Delonte, you said under, right?
Yeah, I love the under. I think with the fatigue that the Bulls are going to have, I mean, they're probably going to have to play DeRozan a little bit less on the back end. So they don't have a lot of depth, especially with Javonte Green and Caruso was like game time decision last game. I think he was battling the illness. So I'm not sure how 100% he or how healthy he's going to be. So, yeah, man, I think it's going to be a tough, like, hard-fought free throw game. The only thing that does bother me is free throws. Miami gets to the line better than just about anybody in the league. But other than that, I think it's going to be a low-possession game here.
I think Miami might actually have a pretty good offensive game here, just based on how they played lately. If Miami gets to 115 or 120, I think it's probably going over. So I'll slightly lean over. I like Miami team total over more than the full game, though.
Yeah, Caruso did play last night. He had 32 minutes, 7 points, 3 assists for the Chicago Bulls last night. So, again, keep that in mind here tonight. Player props, if anything, you guys are looking at, Scott?
I feel like Bulls is going to have – yeah, it's Butler against his former team, right? I mean, he's kind of penciling Butler in for potentially 30. I don't know if you want to go for a triple-double draw because he seems to always finish one short whenever he has a close to triple-double game. I can see Butler having a huge game, though. I think it's a good matchup. Not only is it going to be probably DeRozan or LaVine that might be switched on to him or guarding him, but it's a tired DeRozan and LaVine guarding him. He might go to the line 20 times. I think that Butler has a pretty big game tonight. Maybe triple-double, maybe 30 points, but I think Butler puts on a show.
Delonte, any player props?
Yeah, I'm right in line with Scott. I think Butler has a big night. Look at him over his points, especially. He's going to get to the line because he's going to bruise that front line. I mean, they're not going to be able to handle him when he posts up. So I like him over a lot. Maybe look at some Tyler Hero threes. I think it's at 2.5, if I'm not mistaken. Probably just ladder it up to 3, 3.5. I think he has a big night from deep.
Yeah, I know Chicago has been struggling to defend the three-point line as well. Trying to pull up the exact numbers here. excuse me. Over the last 5 games, Chicago is allowing 16.6 makes per game, which ranks number 29th. They're allowing opponents to shoot about 41%, which ranks number 27, and they're allowing about 41 attempts per game, and over at least over the last 5 games, which also ranks number 27. So they're bottom 4 in 3-point defense all across the board over their last 5 games. So I do like that call about Tyler Hero. Last 2 games or last 3 games in his career against the Chicago Bulls, including 2 games this season, 4 three-pointers made, and then 6 three-pointers made back in April of 2022 last season. He's also getting up the attempts 7, 8, and 11 over the last 3 games. So I think that's a great call there on the 3-point shots for Tyler Hero. Anything else for this game, guys? Nope. All right. Let's get over to the Next game of the night, two games left on the schedule here. First game is going to be the Golden State Warriors. They are in Memphis here tonight to take on the Grizzlies. Looking at the opening line for this game, the Golden State Warriors actually, the Memphis Grizzlies open up as a 4.5-point favorite. That number is now sitting at -2 across the board. 236.5 was the total. The opening number, that number has been bent down around 234.5. Do see some 234s out there as well. They won't have an injury report for either of these teams because they did play last night. Did see Memphis come from behind, 29-point comeback. They get the victory in overtime. Then Golden State fell short on the road again in Atlanta. Another road game here on a back-to-back situation for both teams. Let me try to pull up the back-to-back numbers here for both of these squads. So for the Warriors, back-to-back situations, they are 8-6 against the spread, 7-7 on the total. And then for the Grizzlies in back-to-back situations, 5-4 straight up, 5-4 against the spread. They are 5-3-1 to the under. Scott, lead us off with this game, Golden State Warriors in Memphis on the road, where they have absolutely been abysmal.
So the at sign means that the game's in Memphis, correct?
Yes, sir.
So I'm going to go with the Grizzlies in this one. They had the thrilling comeback win against the Spurs yesterday. I should have even slammed the Spurs harder because it was clearly a lookhead spot for them facing off against Golden State the day after. Like, I should have done a better job of actually checking the schedule there. Spurs covered anyway, but Memphis at home has been great. Warriors on the road, not so much. Both teams had a pretty high-scoring games. Memphis, for obvious reasons, going overtime. But I think I just have to go with Memphis here. At the end of the day, you will get Draymond back in the lineup, which is going to help Golden State. But they can't stop anybody. They're horrible on the road. Memphis at home is solid. Now, they did play in San Antonio, so there's a bit of travel there, which is a bit concerning. But based on the home-road splits, and once again, to go through Memphis's home record, 28-5. Like, they're insane at home, and not enough people talk about it. I'm going to take Memphis here. I could get screwed by fatigue, but I know Curry was battling a thumb injury entering the game yesterday. He played anyway. I'm assuming he'll play today. Klay might have to play a back-to-back, which has been a bit iffy for him this season. Wiggins might not come back this season. You're looking at really just the overall team. I've been talking about it for months, and I feel like Munaf is starting to kind of join my way in the dark side.
I'm shifting.
You're shifting completely. I've been writing off Golden State for months. I know Terrell's been trying to hang on because of the championship pedigree. I just don't think this team's very good. And I feel like Munaf has seen the light. So I'm going to lean to Memphis.
The Warriors have lost,
straight on the road?
Three, four, five. No, I was just checking in Memphis. So they lost earlier this season in Memphis. This was actually just last week, right? 131-110. Last season, they lost both of the games in Memphis. And then 2021, they lost two out of the three games So since 2020, they've only won one game, which I think have been 6 games. So they lost 5 out of the 6 games in Memphis. And again, we talked about all season long how the Warriors have struggles on the road. I think that probably does continue here tonight. These two teams, let's say they hate each other. I mean, there's not much of a rivalry when one team just dominates you, whether that's regular season or playoffs. But I think it is obviously a big get-up spot for the Warriors coming to town on the road. I'm going to go with the Memphis Grizzlies here. I think probably want to take a look at Memphis's team total in this game here as well. I know they're coming off of the overtime loss, but I think that they came back last night against San Antonio, I think that kind of gives them confidence coming into this game. I think that they may be playing on some adrenaline in that first half, and then maybe we'll see third quarter Warriors, but I still think that Memphis comes out of the gate on fire here. So maybe look at Memphis first half, Memphis team total in the first half is kind of what I'm looking at in this game.
Delonte, by the way, I looked it up. Golden State's lost 10 straight road games.
Okay, there we go. Delonte, what do you got?
Man, sadly, I like the Warriors here. I'm sorry. I know to the chat, everybody likes the
apologize. Tell us. You're putting money on a 7-1
road team. Apologize to your bankroll.
Yeah, man, you're putting money on a 7-1 road team. That's up to you, man.
Yeah, man. But look, Memphis blew them out in the last meeting by 21. The Warriors allowed 6 double-digit scores. 3 of those had 20-plus. Honestly, I'm not going to, tell you that they have some obscure advantage because they don't. I think that they are going to come out with a little bit more fight and and come out and play, because Golden State, they got to show that they can at least win on the road. I mean, the thing that I'm having an issue is that they don't have that third guy. Like, Poole was supposed to be that third guy, but if you look at his game log, he's been horrible for like a month and a half. Like, horrible. I think he's only had like 20 points in the past month and a half, like 3 or 4 times. To a guy that you're paying that much money to, you got to perform a little bit better, in my opinion. I never was a Poole guy like that, but I mean, he's got to play better. Defensively, it's there for them defensively. They just don't bring it on the road for whatever reason. I think they're top 5 in defensive rating at home, bottom 3 when they're on the road. That's got to be more like mentally than anything, because I mean, it's the same guys. So I just think that they'll get up for this game. I really don't have any like other thing to say other than I think that's just gonna be a good spot for them to come back and get some revenge on Memphis. So maybe you should just take Memphis and limit bid it.
I'm just warning you right now, Jelante, you're gonna have to look at your account at the end of the night and see that the Warriors lost another road game, and you're gonna be questioning yourself on what happened. But we warned you. All right.
Yeah, man, I am.
So let's get over the total, Jelante. Anything that you like there?
Yeah, I like the under. I know it's kind of like sin to bet a Warriors under right now where they're rolling offensively, but the Grizzlies, if you look at the defensive metrics at home, they're a lot better. I mean, of course, when, you know, Jaren Jackson is getting extra 4 or 5 blocks in his stat sheet,
just going to help defensive player of the year voting anyway.
Right. So that's going to help you out a lot. As I mentioned, I mean, Warriors are just Steph, Clay, or nothing. Like, so if both of those guys aren't clicking at the same time, it's kind of hard for them to score points. And honestly, I think it kind of favors them to run a slower pace game, because the Grizzlies, they have the depth to be able to, you know, withstand some of the runs that Golden State goes on. So I lean under. I think if you like the Grizzlies, you probably want to bet over. So I think it's kind of correlated.
Yeah. Two games this season, or sorry, the third match of the season, Warriors have won 2 out of 3 so far. 123-109, 232 points there, 122-120, 242 points there, and then the last matchup had 241. But again, both teams coming off a back-to-back here. Do you want to throw this trend in there as well for this season? When Grizzlies are on a back-to-back situation at home, it's a very small sample, obviously, but they are been in that situation 3 times this season. So back-to-back, at home, 3-1 straight up, 3-1 against the spread, 3-0-1 to the under in those spots. So definitely keep that in mind if you are going to be betting this game. Scott, thoughts on the total?
I'm going to have to lean over. I just can't. Golden State can't guard anybody. I mean, like, I was right about the under yesterday against Atlanta, barely. Because they only had 46 points in the fourth quarter, and I was kind of hoping one quarter would die. But it was also like 248. That was mostly a principal play of why I was leaning under. And at the time, I wasn't sure if Curry was going to play or not. I'm assuming Curry and Clay and everyone are going to play, because Golden State is still in the thick of the play-in race, or whatever you want to call it. But you're looking at these games here, and it's just brutal, man. I mean, the road, here's the road points allowed. 127, 134, 131, 137. They played the Lakers, gave up 113, still lost the game. Played the Lakers again, 124, 134 to the Clippers, 125 to Portland, 134 to Denver, 119 to Minnesota, 120 to OK. They can't stop anybody on the road. I got to go with the over. Like, it's rough. I got to go with Minnesota. I got to go with the Memphis team total over. The only concern that I have, which might segue me into a player prop here.
Yeah, go for it.
I feel like I have to like Dylan Brooks over in points.
Ooh.
Which is come terrifying.
On, Scott. Come Ooh. On, Scott.
But hear me out. Brother. The man hit the game tying 3-pointer against San Antonio yesterday. So you know he's going to take 30 shots. You know the confidence anyway. Is going to be at an all-time high. I think I'm leaning to Brooks over. It's going to be a low number, but you understand my point? You don't think his confidence is going to be a little bit high after hitting that?
His confidence is
the only clutch shot
high.
He's ever hit in his career. I mean, come on.
His confidence will be high, but it seems like every time he shoots a 3-pointer, it's like he's high-fiving the air or something. I don't know what's going on if you look at his shot release.
I don't know.
I don't feel so bad for taking – hey, Scott, man, I don't feel so bad for taking Golden State now that you're taking
– I'm just saying, if you want to look at numbers, and I think Memphis might score 130 points, I think that there might be a little bit of value. If I'm, I don't know if I'm actually going to play it or I'm just mentioning it, but the fact that he hit the shot, I think might suggest that he might take even more shots in this game. And for volume alone, I think there might be some value on his over. I'm just going to throw it out there.
What is it? What is it?
His points prop is 13.5 is what I see.
Man, that's pretty low for a guy that might take like 18 shots.
Man, he's going to miss 17.
He might. He might get ejected with a fight with Draymond in the second quarter. I don't know.
I just want to see them just like, they just need to go at it. Like let them two just fight it out. Like, yeah, just let what, tell
what's
the refs.
What's the rule with tech, by the way? So every future tech is a suspension, or is there like a 5-game cushion rule for Draymond?
So I think once you get to 16, it's automatic suspension. Then after that, everyone that you do get, you get another suspension.
Really?
I think so. I'll try to look it up in the meantime, but I think that's what the rule is.
I like Tyus Jones props too, by the way.
Yeah, he's 15.5 right now, minus 105.
Assists, points, and assists, whatever.
Assists alone, I see 7.5 at minus 135.
That's interesting.
Maybe
it's a lot of points for Memphis. I mean, I'm not going to lean to unders if I think one team could score 130.
There needs to be a prop that these books are putting out for attempts. Like, I would smash that for Dylan Brooks.
That's what I'm saying. It's just based on the attempts for me. I got to look at the number and go, well, if he attempts 18 shots, I got a decent chance at this.
Delonte, player props?
Yeah, I like Steph. Another monster game. I think he's going to bring it. I think Steph had like 35 the last game, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Against Atlanta?
Against Memphis. Oh. Against Memphis.
Yeah, he went nuts in like three quarters.
Yeah, so I think that he has another good game. I would also look at his points, rebounds, and assists. Sneaky triple-double look on Steph also. I mean, he has to play well. It's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. He has to play well or they won't be in this game. So if I like the Warriors, I got to trust that him and Clay will combine to, you know, go, what, like 15 of, you know, 30 or whatever from
He had 29. In that game.
Close enough. Yeah,
he only attempted 19 shots, though, because it was a blowout in the fourth quarter. So... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you got to think that with, you know, if it's going to be a competitive game, which the point spread indicates is going to be a pretty good game, he's going to be, you know, in there in the fourth quarter and be able to get some attempts. So if he has, you know, 35 to 40 and Clay chips in with 25, 26, I think they'll be able to stay within the game. So give me Steph props over everything. Anything you can get with Steph, take it over.
By the way, just for reference here, Brooks took 11 shots last game. But against Golden State, he took 15. He went 6 for 15, 1 for 7 from 3. I'm sure he talked a lot after the one made 3. But still.
He did. I saw it.
The number might be a little bit short for a guy who might get a boost in shot attempts. So
we need to look at how many, like what he does after he makes like 3 3-pointers in a game. Like what does he do then?
He probably gets thrown out of the game. Literally, if he makes 3 3-pointers in a game, he'll get thrown out of the game.
If he makes 4 in a game, he's going to punch a cameraman in the face.
Yeah. He did get fined for that, didn't he?
He got $30,000. I'm surprised he didn't get suspended for that. It was a complete shove. Like I don't. That's offensive pass interference all day, every day. So
has he made three threes in a game since like he's gotten a league?
I was going to say at Oregon. I think at Oregon. He made 4 against San Antonio. He's made 4 in actually 2 of the last 3 games.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Made 4
then
against
followed
Dallas.
It up with 1.
Hey, man. Scott, I'm going to be waiting for you to tweet that out. Tweet your bet, your max bet.
It's my max bet. Yeah, I'm just saying it's one of those where if it wins, I'll take a victory lap for it. If it loses, then I'll laugh at myself about it. But I'm assuming there'll be a clip of it going around Twitter at some point. So we'll see what happens.
I'm going to probably pivot here to Draymond props, whether that's rebounds and assists combined or PRA. I mean, he actually had 16 points against the Grizzlies in the last game. And he's, I mean, last 3 games, 16, 5, and 7, and then 8, 13, and 7, and then 3, 13, and 13. So going to be curious to see what that the rebounds and assists come out to here tonight for Draymond. And maybe also look at his steals and block combined, because he's gone over 2.5 in 4-5 straight games against the 6 straight games against the Memphis Grizzlies. So he had 3 steals last game, 1 steal, 3 blocks, and then 1 steal, 2 blocks in the 3 games so far this season. And if you want to go back even further to last year, Two steals, three blocks, three steals, five blocks, one steal, two blocks. So, you know, we obviously with the Dylan Brooks and all that shenanigans that he definitely, both of those guys do definitely get up for this game. Anything else for this game, guys?
Nope.
All right. Last game of the night. It's going to be the Boston Celtics. They are also on a back-to-back. They are going to be traveling to Utah to take on the Jazz. Looking at the opening line for this game, this line opened up in favor of the Boston Celtics at -6. Number has come down to -4. Total opened about 231.5. The number's around 232. Do see some 232.5s out there as well. Looking at the injury report for the Utah Jazz in this game, Jordan Clarkson is officially questionable here tonight. And Colin Sexton continues to be out with the hamstring strain. For Boston, again, like I mentioned, they were in Portland yesterday. So maybe we see one of Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown here sitting here tonight. But I haven't seen any official news come out about that just yet. But so let's call this line -4 in favor of Boston here in Utah. Scott, lead us off with this game.
So looking at just my overall thoughts, I'm going to lean to, well, the Jazz, because I believe they're catching points. Isn't it that simple? Boston's on a back-to-back. They played against Portland. I know Tatum was banged up entering that game with a hip issue, but he ended up playing. I thought Boston would win comfortably because Portland's on the verge of shutting down Lillard because they know that they suck. But Utah has not played since the 13th. They've been off for a while, which I find kind of fascinating.
How
but
is that Utah, possible?
There's been a lot of random like spots like that throughout the league that I've noticed. But Utah just played against Miami 4 days ago. I know Terrell and I liked Utah in that one plus the points. They haven't played since. But Boston's on a long road trip. They played yesterday. Maybe Tatum sits because of the hip injury that he was dealing with entering that game. But I think you'll see Utah keep this game close. I think at the end of the day, this line is pretty short for a reason. It's at 4 because I think they're anticipating Boston to bench half the team. I'm going to lean to Utah on the spot. I think you'll probably end up seeing Tatum or Brown or both sit. 4 points really does suggest that at least one of them are not going to play, maybe both. I'll lean to Utah.
Utah for me, too. I'm not expanding. We already talked about it. Delonte, what do you got?
Yeah, I like Utah, too. I mean, I bet him at 6 on the overnight. I didn't even know that Tatum or Brown would sit simply because I thought that, you know, they want to get that division title. I mean, Philly's
right
there. I
think we'd agree, though. It's looking that way, isn't it? When the line drops 2 points in favor of Utah overnight. Yeah, I mean, I don't think either of them are going to play.
Yeah, and I don't want to endorse a bad number, but I mean, obviously, overnights are subjective, depending on where you look and where you're located. You're
2 points, those 2 points. Like, that's a huge move.
Yeah, it is. And, I mean, the Jazz, they cover 4 straight, 6 of the last 10. You know, they've been home, I guess. They played 6 of their last games on the road. So, I mean, they're going to be well-rested. I think the Jazz can win this outright, honestly. So, give me the Jazz, money line, and the points.
So a team right here, excuse me, on the Utah Jazz. Let's get over to the total. Delonte, why don't you lead us there?
It's kind of hard to dictate a total with, you know, not knowing if the Celtics' two best players are going to be on the floor. I guess we can just say that they're not going to be on the floor. I would lean over thinking that both teams have success offensively. And if you're going to be in a shootout with the Celtics, I mean, the Jazz are one of the teams that you want to be on the offensive end, because some of the things that they're doing with those guys, they're playing hard. Like, I think they're actually playing too hard for Danny Ainge. I don't think he likes it too much, but they're just playing free. And I think that's the reason why they've been winning. They're just playing freer and they got nothing to lose. It's guys who are, you know, probably going to be on two-way deals next year, and they're playing extremely hard. And I think playing extremely hard in the NBA against one of the top teams in the East, I think that's going to bode well for them. So I like the over here.
Scott, total?
I'm going to lean over 2. I don't feel great about it. I'm not going to take it now. There's no chance I'm taking it now, because I do think there's a strong possibility that Tatum and or Brown sits. And once that's confirmed, this total is going to drop like 5 points. It might be baked in a little bit, but I do think it's going to drop a lot.
Yeah, I think it is baked in a little bit.
It's going to be baked, but it's going to be below 230. I can guarantee you that if Tatum and Brown are confirmed out. So I'm not going to touch the total right now. I'll lean over once one of those two guys or both get officially ruled out. But I am going to go with the over at the end of the day.
All right. I'd probably take a Jazz team total over. I think that might be the worth to look here. I'm trying to pull up the Celtics on back-to-back situations season. So let me see. 1 second. Celtics and back. They are 7-2 and 1 against the spread, actually. 8-2 straight up, 6-4. But again, we'll have to see in those games if, you know, guys like Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown were actually playing in those games. But let's get over to some player props, guys. Delonte, you have any?
No, I don't. It's just too much uncertainty around to just play anything. So I'm kind of just waiting it out. I would probably look at some Walker Kessler points, rebounds, props. I think he's going to have an inline for a big game, especially with no Robert Williams. You know, the Celtics are lacking in size. So that's one thing I would play. I'll let Scott give his handicap, and I'll put the actual number because I don't have it wrote down just yet, unless you guys have it in front of you.
For who?
Walker Kessler points and rebounds.
I see his rebounds alone at 11.5 at plus 105. You want the combo?
Yeah, I want to play the combo, yeah.
Points and rebounds for Walker Kessler is 21.5.
Yeah, I like that over. Is it like juice, reduced juice, or is it like
minus 115?
Yeah, I played that. Yep, I loved it.
Scott?
For me, I'm going to actually pivot, assuming that Tatum and Brown are out once again. Give me Derek White props. Derek White's been very good whenever Tatum and Brown have been missing. What do you have, like an 8 3-pointer game, I think, when Tatum was out, or one of those crazy, or when Brown was out, he had like 8 3 something. He was incredible when Brown
had
He's been a third best player.
He's been a third best player.
Yeah, the only problem is Smart thinks he's the second best player, so he doesn't get enough shots. But I'm not, as you can tell, I'm not a Marcus Smart guy. I've never been. But still, I think Derek White's going to get a boost in usage here, and I think that he should have a pretty good game here. Either it's going to be assists or points or threes. I like Derek White. We saw how he did when Brown was out right before the All-Star break. White looked like he was a borderline All-Star player for that stretch there. I think he'll be able to channel some of that once again. Give me Derek White to have a good game.
Derek White, this season, 12 games without Jaylen Brown, 18.5 points per game, 6.2 assists, 3.6 rebounds.
He's good, man. He's a good player.
He is.
I agree.
He's really good.
Without Jason Tatum, 14 points, 4.8 assists, 2.6 rebounds. So it seems like he's doing slightly better with without Jaylen Brown in the lineup as far as scoring points. So again, definitely check the injury report for this team later in the day. I just refresh it. I don't see anything just yet for the Boston Celtics. You guys have anything else for this game?
Yeah,
I thought maybe Olynyk. His rebounds are at 5.5, which just seems a little bit low to me. Because Tatum's one of the best rebounders on Boston's team. So who's he competing with? Like Grant Williams for rebounds now?
Who is? I'm sorry. Who'd you mention?
Olynyk.
Linux on.
No, I'm saying who would he compete with on Boston for rebounds? Like Horford, who's going to be dealing with Kessler? I think Olynyk's got a decent matchup here against his former team for 5.5 rebounds.
What about threes? Olynyk. Stretching out the defense?
Yeah, I think the only thing with him, I don't think he gets up enough attempts. A lot of volume. Yeah, I think he only averages I'm looking at it right now. He only averages about 3. He's actually exactly at 3.
I think Markkanen is going to have a good game too. Maybe Markkanen and rebounds. The point is, there's a lot of rebounds to be had in a high-paced game.
That's why I like Kessler a lot.
Is Tatum averaging the most rebounds per game on the team?
He probably is. Let me see.
He probably is too. So, yeah. Or if it hypothetically is Robert Williams, he has missed a bunch of
rebounds.
Games, so yeah. So I probably would pivot to some Utah rebounds if Tatum's out.
Okay. Delonte, you have anything else?
No, I don't.
All right. Before we get into our lock and dog, let me tell everyone about Shady Rays. Shady Rays, the newest sponsor over on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, and they are an independent sunglass company that offers a world-class product that's just as good as any expensive pair that we've worn. Durable frames and extremely clear optics for outdoor adventures. And that's not all. Shady Rays offers the most insane protection in all of eyewear. Every pair of sunglasses is backed by lost and broken replacements. If you lose or break your pair, even on day one, they told us they will send you a brand new pair, no questions asked. Wear your Shady Rays with confidence because they have your back long after your purchase. And with Shady Rays, you can look good and feel good. To date, they have donated over 20 million meals to fight hunger with Feeding America. If you don't love them, exchange them for a new pair or return them for free within 30 days. There's no risk when you shop with Shady Rays. Their team always has your back. Exclusively for our listeners, Shady Rays is giving out their best deal for the new year. Go to ShadyRays.com. Use promo code SGPN for 50% off of two or more pairs of polarized sunglasses. Again, promo code SGPN for 50% off of two or more pairs of polarized sunglasses. Try for yourself the shades that are rated 5 stars for over 200,000 customers. That's ShadyRays.com using promo code SGPN.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, gentlemen, let's get into our lock and dog here for tonight. Delonte, lead us off, my man. What's your lock and dog for tonight?
Yeah, man, if I'm going to talk about it, I got to put my money where my mouth is. So Golden State plus the points. Yeah, man. And on the money line, that's going to be
your lock?
That's my lock. That's going to be my lock. Yeah. Okay. I got, hey, man, if I'm going to say it, I got to put my money. I got to put my money where my mouth is. So Golden State. Plus the points. What is it? Is it plus four and a half?
Currently, I see. Where are you, WinBet? Give me a second here. I see it's two.
Oh shit. Yeah, that's fine. Fuck it.
Two. On the spread and plus 110 on the money.
That's where you draw the line. You're like, yeah, give me the points and the money line. He tells you the number. You know, I don't know anymore.
give me the money line, man. I'm not gonna be scared off by it. Give me the money line for Golden State. That's gonna be my lock. So for my dog, I'm going to Washington. I think it's a good spot for them. At home, they're gonna need this win to get into the play-in. So I think they'll have a good crowd behind them. So give me Washington for the dog plus 2.5. I think is what the number is, consensus.
All right. Scott, what do you got?
So for me, I have a couple options for the lock here. You know what? Even though, since you're going really bold by taking the Warriors on the road, I'll take another team that struggled on the road a bit, but I'll take them on the money line. Give me the Heat. I think it's a good spot for Miami. I know that I've roasted this team, rightfully so, because they're not very good on the road. But once again, DeRozan played 50-plus minutes. LaVine played 47, 49 minutes. Vucevic played 47 minutes or so. Miami just scored 138 points in their last game. They got Nickel back on their side. I can't argue with Miami here. Give me Miami money line. I just think it's a really bad scheduling spot. Delonte compared it to a Steelers-Ravens game, where you're going to see a lot of physical battles here. At the end of the day, I do think the last time you want to have a physical battle is on a back-to-back after a double overtime game. Give me Miami on the money line. I just think it's a good scheduling spot.
All right, what do you got for your dog?
For my dog, I got a couple options here. But you know what? I'll go with O-Reliable. I'll go with Utah. Give me Utah on the money line. I think it's a good spot for Boston to struggle, assuming they're going to be missing as many guys as we think. Utah hasn't played since the 13th, so they're well-rested. Definitely should increase Clarkson's chances of playing since they haven't played in about a week. Give me Utah on the money line, though. It's worked all season long. I'm not going to quit it now. Give me Utah money line.
All right. For my lock.
Dylan Brooks over?
I thought about it, by the way, as like a fun prop, but nah. I'll save that for the memes. If it hits, though, I'm taking a victory lap and a half. I'll tell you that much.
They're uncertain about if the Sixers, all their guys, are going to play. I was looking at their team total, but you know what? I'm just going to lay the lumber here. Scott faded the Chicago team coming off of the double overtime. I'm going to fade Minnesota here. I'll go with the Raptors minus 9.5. Yeah, other team total. I'll give out both as a locked in. A minus 9.5 for the Raptors against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Again, talked about how many minutes The Minnesota Timberwolves players played yesterday. Mike Conley should be without Anthony Edwards since he was in a walking boot after the game. I mean, looked pretty bad. Kyle Anderson played a lot of minutes. Rudy Gobert on back-to-back. Not sure if he's going to be able to play. I think it's a plus if he does play here for the Toronto Raptors. But I think this is a good spot for the Raptors, having the rest advantage. And then again, Minnesota Timberwolves coming off a back-to-back game double overtime. So I'll give that as my lock. Trying to find their team total right now. Yeah, I see a 117.5. Yeah, for the Raptors. I like that as well. For my dog, I am going to pivot to a double-double. Was Harden's double-double posted yet? Let me see.
If not, I know triple-double I saw. Double-double I can check.
Yeah, I don't see it. I think I got to go with Westbrook, man. Plus 175 for his double-double here tonight. Without Kawhi Leonard, we mentioned it. He's done it, especially against this Magic team where he's had a triple-double. And then the one game without Kawhi Leonard this season, again, with the Clippers, he had a double-double. And then with the Lakers in two games, I believe he had a double-double as well against the Orlando Magic. So it seems like he just has their number. And again, he's going to push the pace here tonight. Should have the ball in his hands a lot more with Kawhi Leonard not playing here tonight. Russell Westbrook, plus 175 for the double-double. If you want to parlay that with a Harden double-double and get you some nice, fun, more plus odds, I'm not going to argue that. But maybe sprinkle on triple-doubles as well. Russell Westbrook, 10-1 for a triple-double. Harden, I don't see. Did you see that number, Scott, for Harden?
What, you said triple-double or double-double?
For both.
A triple-double, I saw 550. Once again, it's not available on most books, so you might have to wait and see. But just to look at double-double quickly, sorry. So the updated triple-double odds, still 550. Double-double for Harden is minus 300.
Okay, never mind. So we'll just stick with Westbrook at plus 175 for my dog here for tonight. That is going to do it, gentlemen, for this edition of the NBA Gambling Podcast. First of our weekend episodes now, 7 days a week here, grinding it out for you and for our listeners and our fans of the NBA Gambling Podcast.
You Bronx, better leave us else? Reviews now. We gave you what you want.
Yeah, I will shut this down real quick if I don't see at least 5 reviews coming in this week. So
yeah,
everybody that listens to our pod, if you haven't left us a rating and review, if I don't see 5 reviews coming in this next week, we are not going to be here next weekend. So it's on you guys now. So we'll see if you guys step up to the plate and leave us a rating and review. But Delonte, anything else, my man?
That's all, man. Fun show. Fun show. Thanks for everybody for taking the time out to listen, especially I know everybody's prepping for March Madness. So
yeah, a little bit more, obviously, with less games now after the first round, but a little bit of more gap between the games. Mm-hmm. I think the first one kicks off here in about a couple minutes. Yep. Scott, anything else?
What's the first game today, by the way?
San Diego
State. Furman and San Diego State.
Yep.
Nice. They let the California team play the early game. Okay, nice. Yeah, not real much more to add. You can find me on Twitter, Rice Show Radio. Once again, I did just post a tennis podcast for the matches today. I'll have 2 podcasts tonight, one for the men's final, one for the women's final in Indian Wells. Besides that, for NBA purposes, if you need me to shout anything at Jokic on Sunday, I will be there, so I can potentially psych out any players. If you have player props and you want to bet unders, I'll make sure to trash talk them on your behalf.
Just make sure the Jokic brothers are not in attendance, Scott.
Oh, please don't.
I thought they're in Miami. I thought they're, you know, still hanging out over there.
Oh, they may be, but just in case they are there for the game, just make sure that you're not sitting near them and yelling out any vulgar things to Jokic.
By the way, if I'm a victim of load management for Jokic, I'm going to be pissed. I'll tell you that much.
When is the game?
I think it's at 3:30
tomorrow.
They're playing the Knicks today, but it's the early game. It's at 1:00. So they're playing 3:30 in Brooklyn.
Okay. All right. All right. Make sure to follow Scott on Twitter at Rice Show Radio. Follow Delonte on Twitter as well at XXLanteXX. Follow me on Twitter at SportsNerd824. But more importantly, follow the Twitter account for the NBA Gambling Podcast at SGPNNBA. Before you guys get out of here, make sure to hit that like button for us. Subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. We'll be back tomorrow. in some form or fashion. Terrell will be hosting tomorrow. I think Delonte will be on if Scott has the time, and if he got enough sleep, I'm sure he'll be joining as well.
Sleep's so overrated. I can be there if they need me, but it depends if they need me. We'll see.
Okay. Yeah, but we'll be here tomorrow in some form or fashion, and then again, we'll convene on Monday as usual. All right, guys, good luck with your bets here today. Let's break these books off and let it ride.
Basketball, give me the ball because I'm gonna